Good morning, my little lovers. Today is Thursday, February 1st. Oh, first day of February. And these are the astrological aspects for the rest of the week ahead. So guys, after writing this episode and rereading what I wrote, it has become clear to me that I had something to say that I think has been boiling up inside of me for some time. So like always, guys, we're going to talk about the aspects at hand, and then I invite you to stay and listen to my closing statement, which I hope will mean something to you all, as it has meant to me, as we all journey forward at this time. And I think sort of are really in a place where we're beginning to figure things out. And as a result of that, I think what inspired me to write the closing was really sort of getting to the point of the matter at hand, right? Like there are so many things that sort of interrupt us and interfere with us and challenge us and inspire us and excite us and all that good stuff. But really, I think it kind of comes down to one thing, and we'll discuss that in the closing. So in the meantime, let's jump into it and see what the rest of the week has in store for us. All right, guys, Thursday is free of any major or minor aspects, but watch out because there are some emotional aspects at hand, as the moon will come to square off with Mercury, the ruler of communication, technology, travel, and more. Now, squares are technically stressed, and this can be some emotional discord, fights, or harsh words, things like that. This could also cause a reach out or a conversation or information to arrive that could be a little stressful or a wee bit disconcerting. This can also cause an unexpected run-in with someone from your current or recent past situations that is probably unresolved. Emotions are a bit high as a result of this aspect, so I would think before you speak, guys, because once you say it, you can't unsay it. A few hours later, the moon will move into Scorpio, and that can be a little tricky, and here's why. Scorpio is technically the most emotional sign of the zodiac. That said, he's also the most secretive and prone to taking revenge if he feels he has been wronged. So this placement could either make things or make you a little trigger happy with your emotional response, or it could totally make you withdraw and shut down from the situation. Scorpio vibes aren't really known for their diplomacy. So again, I urge you to think before you speak or think before you act. Later in the day, the moon will square off with Pluto, which could bring some very interesting facts to the surface that could change the playing field considerably. This aspect could also bring about a situation to a head that could cause a major shift in the situation or where it's perhaps headed. I also get a sense that difficult questions could be presented as the path splits, and you must decide if you're willing to dive into the situation, either current or past, to see if it can be healed enough or if you're not willing at this time. Okay, kids, let's move on to Friday, February 2nd, and oh boy, is the energy picking up some steam, and the opening part of the day seems to be all about tearing shit down and building things up, perhaps back up, if you catch my drift. Wink, wink. We open with the moon trine Saturn, which should have you either waking up feeling like you can take on the world, or you could be waking up to find a situation is moving forward or someone is waving the white flag. Something is moving forward, guys, and steps are being taken. Someone is offering steps to be taken. I also get a feeling this could be a pretty unexpected sort of reach out or development for many of you out there. Side note, guys, I don't know what my neighbors are doing. They're like blowing up their garage right now. So if you hear that pounding, I am terribly sorry. Let's just ignore them. They are constantly making noise. Okay. Coming in right after that aspect, Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war, will come to semi-square Saturn, the ruler of structure and karma. So yeah, some of you are going to have to pay a karmic bill as it has come due. Others of you might lay witness to others having to pay a karmic bill. The other way that this can hit is that you might be backed up against a corner and you will have to make a choice or take an action that could make clear where you are standing at this time. This aspect could also cause some of you to have to decide between two things because you can't do them both or you can't be on both sides. I also get a feeling that some of you could see others tucking their tails between their legs and returning to you to say more. However this hits for you, my kids, Saturn is pushing decisions. And this is a minor stressed aspect, I get a feeling these choices could feel rather big. Also in the morning on Friday, Mercury, the ruler of communication, technology, travel, and more, will come to sextile Neptune, the ruler of our dreams, perceptions, illusions, and delusions. Now, this is an interesting one given the other aspect we just talked about. For some of you, I get a strong feeling that the other aspect will bring about some twists you didn't expect, and then Mercury to Neptune, and a door is opening or possibly opening again. But whether you walk through that door or not will be entirely up to you. Something is being offered at this time, guys, and I get a feeling it will shock many of you in a big way. Others of you will be getting the news that a dream is moving forward in a very exciting way. And finally, my loves, some of you will see that your perceptions are shifting in a pretty drastic way now that information, conversations, or encounters have taken place and more facts have been revealed. If the way you see the situation or person has now shifted, doesn't that mean the way things went or are going could now be up for a shift as well? Give that some thought, guys. Moon will also sextile Venus as well, and that seems to suggest that a positive way forward can be found. And this works in reverse as well, guys. So if there is a door that you want to open again, this is the time to perhaps knock. All right, guys, on to Saturday the 3rd, and we start off with Venus, the ruler of love and money, coming to back up the Mercury-Neptune aspect that happened on Friday when she has a minor positive aspect with Neptune as well. So, guys, it seems the cat is out of the bag for most of you with what this situation that is brought up on or around Friday is going to involve. And that's probably a love and or money dream or situation, as it could now be coming true, or it could be changing, or it could be offering you something new at this time. Now, I want to be clear here, guys. Though no planets are currently spinning backwards at this time, that doesn't mean that the past matters are just totally off the table. And when I plug into the energy of Friday and Saturday, I do feel for many of us out there, the matter, situation, or person that comes back up will involve the past in some shape or form. This can be recent past or distant past. For many of us, some door is creeping open again, most likely around a love and or money matter. And you will have to decide if you're willing or welcoming that door to open again or not. I would suggest you hear what the offer is before you decide. With Venus backing up Mercury and Neptune, it would seem if the situation returns, it might be a great idea to have a face-to-face on or around Saturday. Keep that in mind. The rest of Saturday also backs up with a ton of positive emotional aspects. Moon will sextile Mars, offering us a chance to take a positive emotional action. The moon will then trine Neptune, allowing a dream to come true. The moon will then sextile Mercury, allowing positive conversations to take place and agreements to be made. And finally, the moon will sextile Pluto, allowing true feelings to come out and the air to be cleared. All right, guys, let's move on. Saturday the 4th, and we don't have much going on. We do have one emotional aspect and one major aspect. Moon will square off with Saturn, which could see you ending something, or it could see you radically shifting the terms or the structure. Later in the evening, Mercury, the ruler of communication, contracts, technology, travel, and more, will make a power move and end his journey in Capricorn and move on into Aquarius, where he will join Pluto. This is a great move, guys, and it will really ramp up communications and conversations and agreements as well. It will also drive you and your need to be social and involved in community. Also, guys, whatever you decide to move forward with at this time will be very favored while Mercury is in Aquarius, as this is a positive energy shift and it will be rocking and rolling things forward in a really big way. Yeses are arriving at this time, deals are moving forward, agreements are being made, wounds are being healed, and past confusion is being lifted. So, my loves, that is it for the major, minor, and emotional aspects of the rest of the week ahead. And as up and down and perhaps a little all over the place as the energy might seem with the surprises I know it will be throwing at us, it really is a pretty restful week that will be allowing us to settle up with some situations or people that we might have been at odds with either recently or for a long time. As we discussed in a recent episode, my babes, not all situations that ended are meant to stay ended. And as we also discussed recently about not allowing the experiences of the past to paint a picture of you or others in the present. Some of you might just see that put to the test this week as you come face to face with people or situations that you haven't dealt with in some time. As those situations unfold, remember that before you act, react, or judge, that what you want to do is to do your best to understand the changes others have made, as well as express the changes you have made. It's important that we may not be, it's important to remember, guys, we may not be fully aware of other people's journeys, the things they have faced, realized, cried through, or even suffered through. Changing the inner workings of who we are isn't an easy task for any of us. And sometimes when we are faced with a person that hurt us, it's easy to only see the physical that is standing before us in that moment. That's the face of the person that harmed me before. And that could very well be what others might think when they come face to face with you. But what we must understand is that, yes, that might be the face of the person that harmed us in the past. But what we can't see is the changes on the inside that might just make that face a new face in our lives. No matter the time nor the distance that is sometimes important for us to have or to take from situations or people, if you loved that person, if you truly loved them, then love doesn't change. Circumstances change. And our love adapts to fit those new circumstances. And guys, I'm talking about love in a broad sense of the word. Love for a place, a situation, a friendship, a family member. And yes, the love you feel when you are in love with someone else. But another element to this, and perhaps even a bit tricky to understand, is sometimes the face we are facing that harmed us is the one that's staring back at us from the mirror. Forgiveness to those that have harmed us is truly an essential ingredient for our evolution and for letting go of the things that sometimes haunt us. And yes, guys, you can totally forgive someone and then decide not to have them in your life. And you can even forgive someone from afar without even letting them know that you've done it. Forgiveness is infinitely complex, but also incredibly simplistic in nature. We can say we forgive, but what does that really mean to us in our hearts and in our minds? What are words of forgiveness if we don't actually feel the forgiveness we are saying we are offering? And here's the big question. Can we forgive others if we have yet to forgive ourselves? And how fine of a line is that? When we long to reach for someone or something that has faded into our past, it can be a stretch of infinite proportions that seem pretty impossible if we haven't forgiven ourselves. It all starts with you, my loves. It all starts with us. How you view yourself, the narratives you have told yourself, the limitations you have imposed upon yourself, all dictate the roads you can travel and the actions you can take or not take. And often, narratives and limitations we have created in our heads aren't actually real. They are truly designed to protect us from the thing we fear could destroy us, which inevitably circles us back around to the topic at hand, the true topic at hand, love. What gives love its power? Well, arguably, many things. But one thing love does do is it makes us incredibly vulnerable to the thing or person that we love. Because when we love someone, we are handing them the power to damage us deeply, and sometimes what feels like irreversibly so. And first off, I would argue that no damage is irreversible if you remain open to love. But I do understand that for some people, love feels impossible. A wise woman once said to me, my sister Gina actually, she said, "Marcus, no one is ever going to love you the way you expect them to. So just let people love you the best way they know how." And I can't say at the time, some 15 years ago when she said this to me, that it made much sense to me at all. But it does now. Love is a complicated journey for us all at some points in our lives. But recently, I have shifted internally in a way that has helped me to understand that love does not equate to damage, nor does it bend its knee to the past. Past hurts, past loves, past heartbreaks has nothing to do with today's love or the people or situations that are in front of you right now. But oftentimes, guys, the past loves that blew up in our faces fully dictate how we respond and behave to love situations of today. And guess what, guys? I'm here to say that that is just crap. That is a story you have told yourselves to justify inaction. That is a story you have convinced yourself of that you believe will keep you safe from the big bad world and the people in it that just want to love you. Remember what I said earlier this week. We are not the sum total of our past, and that statement holds very true in matters of heart. Lately, I have seen people acting out or emotionally flaring about, really, all because they fear getting hurt. When in reality, their emotional flaring about is in fact creating a situation for them in which they will get hurt. Are you picking up what I'm putting down here, guys? Because I sure hope so, because I am totally running out of metaphors to use. What I'm saying is this, guys. Recently, something has unlocked inside of me and inside of my heart. And to put it simply, I seem to have lost the fear I once had regarding love. Again, love of friends, love of family, love of pets, and yes, falling in love with someone else. When that fear left me, all that remained inside of me was the desire to love and to be loved. And what I have experienced in the short time that this change has set over me is a perspective shift of epic proportions. When we understand as individuals that we cannot stop ourselves from being hurt, we free ourselves from the bullshit limitations we have put in place to, air quotes, protect ourselves. If you are attempting to live a life free of heartbreak and hurt, then I'm sorry to tell you, my friends, you aren't living. Getting hurt is just a part, and actually is just as much of a part, of the experience of love as feeling joy and happiness is. When you surrender to that, you will come to understand that you are actually freeing yourself from the past hurts that have kept you frozen and isolated from love. That's it. for the rest of the week ahead, my loves. I do hope this helped. Thanks for listening. As always, I am Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have a great week, guys. And I guess my advice is to just love freely. You cannot stop yourself from getting hurt. It is impossible. And if you are running around closed off to loving other people, then all you are actually doing is creating a scenario where you are hurting and really you are suffering. The human body, the human mind, the human heart, the human emotions was never designed to be isolated. And in fact, if you think about it, some of the stuff that people do to torture someone and break them is to isolate them. We are not meant to be isolated. It is an absolute lie that you are telling yourself that you can prevent yourself from getting hurt. You are actually just hurting yourself by closing yourself off to the world. And if you think about it too, guys, some of the biggest changes, I bet, if you really think about it, some of the biggest changes that you have had in your lives have happened when you've been hurt. Some of the biggest changes that have now become positive personality attributes about you happened when you were at your lowest, when you were hurting the most. Closing yourself off to being close to other people, again, on any level of love, is just you fulfilling your own self-prophecy. You cannot prevent yourself from being harmed. Being harmed is part of the spiritual creature that you are that came down here to have a human experience. We are meant to love. We are meant to be hurt. We are meant to cry. We are meant to laugh. We are meant to experience the full spectrum of human emotions. And loving someone is truly the most amazing gift that we will ever get. It's the thing, it's the only thing that we take with us when we leave this world. You're not taking your car, you're not taking your computer, you're not taking your Hermes bracelets or your Cartier watches with you. Sorry, but you're not. What you're taking with you is the life that you lived and the love that you experienced. Hope that helps. Talk to you next week, guys. I love you. I do. I really do. Bye.